On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
What's up, everybody? This is Fred Smoot.
This is Landon Collins.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kerrigan. This is the Redskins Talk Podcast with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley and crew out here in Ashburn at Redskins Park. Mitch Tischler, Pete Haley, Brian McNally, the Scoop, here to join us. We got to talk to Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson was visibly upset in the locker room last Sunday when really all of us knew Jay Gruden was likely to be fired. And I wanted to talk to Chris about that and moving forward, how does this all reconcile? Obviously a tumultuous week out at Redskins Park. Chris Thompson, Redskins veteran running back, has seen a lot here with the Redskins. And you talked last week after the game. You got emotional talking about Jay Gruden. Clearly he means a lot to you. At that moment in the locker room last week when you got upset, were you expecting that to be his last game?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I kind of did. I had a good feeling because I really knew what, you know, what was ahead of us and him this season. And, you know, I knew it was just a matter of time having such a bad start. It was, you know, just kind of everybody on eggshells about the situation, just week to week. And, you know, had we came out in that second half and played as good as the first half, then I think the whole situation would have been different. But we definitely laid an egg out there, and for me, it's just the whole situation is frustrating. Being 0-5, you know, I care more about the person than I do the coach, and I think that's what you know, a lot of people didn't understand my emotion being behind it. At the end of the day, it's somebody losing their job, and you know, somebody that I care about, somebody that I feel, you know, helped give me a big opportunity in this league on top of the Redskins drafting me and stuff. And, you know, it's just a lot of frustration, a lot of stuff going on. We weren't playing as good as, you know, I knew we were capable of. And just super frustrating day for me.
I know that you're on Instagram, you're on mm-hmm. Twitter. Like, a lot of guys say they block everything out, but that's not true. It's hard to block all this stuff out.
Yep.
The one thing I've taken exception to in the days since Jay's been fired is that kind of people start to drag him and say, oh, he had quit on the team, he wasn't working hard. How do you respond to that, like the allegations that he quit on the team or wasn't trying?
You know, it's sometimes pretty difficult to just see what people are saying out there, and because they're not in this building with us, and that's super frustrating. It just takes one person to say one thing, and then it takes off from there. You know, week four, people were like, "Oh, they lose this game, then he's gonna be fired on Monday," and then it just kind of went out everywhere. And then I think somebody said, oh, my sources tell me if they don't win against the Patriots, then he's out of there. And it's like, you know, people kind of ran with that. And that time, you know, it obviously happened to be true, but It's, you know, honestly, and it's nothing against reporters or anything when I say this, but the truth is, it just takes one person to say something, whether it's true or false, and that's what everybody believes. And that's the power of social media. That's what social media is. And, you know, it's hard to block it out. And I think every guy that's on social media, you see the stuff, you sure. see the stories, but, you know, we have to not respond to it and find a way to, you know, not let it bother us when we come into the building and practice and, you know, just focus on winning that next game. But it's definitely difficult. I mean, I've been here for, this is my seventh year here now, so I've been here with a lot of the drama, you know, with Coach Shanahan the 1 year I was here with him and
Robert.
The quarterback situation, right. all of that, and you know, now this situation with Jay, it's been a lot, and it's tough. And for me, I'm a super competitive guy, so you know, I wanna do everything I can to help turn this thing around, but it's a lot of pieces and a lot of things we got to figure out before that can happen.
I want to talk about new week of practice in Miami. This will be my last one kind of looking back. How does this week and Jay getting fired mid-season compare to Shanahan getting fired and everything that happened with Kirk and everything that happened with Robert and all of the things you've seen here at Redskins Park?
I think this one was different just because for me, you know, I think the situation with Coach Shanahan happened after the season.
Yep.
This happening during the season, I've never in my football career had this happen. So it's a huge change. It's a big shock for everybody, you know, dealing with a new coach. And, you know, Coach Callahan has his ways of how he wants to run everything. And it's different. And it takes guys some time to, you know, kind of to get used to that. And, you know, the focus is still the same, is to win every week. But you know, I think for a lot of guys, it was just tough in the beginning. But, you know, we all got a job to do. We can't, we can't hang our heads on that and hold on to it. And, you know, just got to come out and do everything you can do, you know, Wednesday through Friday to have a good showing on game day.
Perfect segue. You're a TV pro. How is practice going with Callahan? It looks different to us. How different is it to you?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, it's work. And like I said, it's Coach Callahan's way. So as players, as pros, we're going out. We're putting in good work. And, you know, from the feedback I've been hearing from the guys, they've been enjoying it. And like I said, the focus is just to win on Sunday and do whatever we can to limit, fix our mistakes that we've made these first five games and try not to have that happen for this last stretch.
So one of the biggest things that's been talked about is that Cal now has you guys going ones versus ones, starting offense versus starting defense for a period, for a 10, 12-minute session, I'm guessing. And he says it's game speed, full speed. Mm. How do you... Are you enjoying that? What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, you know, it's cool for me. I mean, I enjoy it. I love competition. So that's just what it is. It's competition. It's, you know, the guys just ramping up and going against each other for 6 to 8 plays, whatever the case may be, and just trying to have some friendly competition and having fun. And I think guys they've been enjoying it and just having fun with it.
Is it weird, though, to be hitting on a Thursday in October?
Yeah, because it's, like I said, it's something different.
Yeah.
It's definitely different. So I think, you know, I think if with everything, it takes guys time to adjust to something new because it's new. But I think guys are going to did respond well to it today and going to continue to.
Well, and Callahan has said, we weren't running the ball enough. We need to run the ball way more. You're a running back. How do you like the sound of that?
It's cool. I'm down with it. You know me and what my skill set is. you know, I'm perfectly fine with it, and it's something that we've been wanting to do it, but at the same time, you know, obviously you can't force it. If we're down by 14 points, you don't want to keep right. trying to run the ball on first, second, you know, first and second down and saying, hey, this is, you know, we're doing what we need to do. We got to put ourselves in some better situations, you know, in the game. We got to be able to control the clock, which running the ball effectively and successfully will do. Then, you know, we're still going to have the same outcome that we've had the first 5 weeks. And that's been one of our focuses this week, just try to change that and, you know, continue to get better so we can be a good run team and control the clock, give the defense a rest, because we saw last week when they're rested and, you know, and got a lot of energy going, what they have the potential to do.
Have you ever been 0-5? You told me one season in Pop Warner you never got tackled. I can't imagine you were 0-5 that year.
So the year before that, I lost every game.
Really?
And then that next year was when that happened.
How old were you?
I was in fourth grade.
So 9, maybe 10?
Yeah, like 10.
What's it like to lose like this?
Oh, man, I tell you what, it sucks. It's bad, and especially for me, my girlfriend of all people, she sees it more than anybody else. I hate losing. I can't sleep. I think about it all the time, and just to have such a bad start, which since I've been in the league, it hasn't happened. When I was in college, it didn't happen. High school, it didn't happen. Middle school, it didn't happen. So this is it's really frustrating, but you know, I'm just trying to do everything I can to change this around, because I refuse to be an 0-16 team. I can't let that happen. We can't let that happen. I know it's not just a one-man job, but you know, we got to focus up these last 11 games and find a way to make it happen.
How do you beat Miami then? How do you change it?
Limit the mistakes. I think be able to control the clock, and when we get the opportunities, we gotta make the best of it and make some big plays. And you know, I think Steven Sims did a good job of that, of giving us a spark. But for some reason, and the defense was balling out, and for some reason we just could not get it together on offense. And when we have big plays like that, that's a big momentum booster, and that's something we gotta be able to roll with and you know, just maximize on opportunities like that.
Going back to Florida, I know mm-hmm. it's not close to home, but you had a loss in the family this week. Your grandmother passed away. How hard is it for you to focus on the game, and where do you make where's that line?
It's tough. I've been keeping in contact with my family and just making sure they're all doing good.
How close were you with your grandmother?
Very close. She grew 10 minutes away from where I grew up. So I mean, she lived 10 minutes away from where I grew up. So we were close. Spent a lot of time with her, and just a tough situation. And it sucks that I'm here. I got to be at work, and just a tough thing to deal with. And you know, we know that nobody's going to be here forever. And, you know, she has some health issues, so it was just a matter of time. But when it finally happens, it still hurts. And, you know, I had a real hard time yesterday, doing a lot better today. But, you know, it's just one of those things, one part of life that we just kind of have to deal with it as it comes.
Will Sunday's game mean that much more for you?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. It's crazy that this happened, and I happen to be close to, you know, going back to my home state and everything, but it does. Means a lot to me. Meant a lot to my grandma and my family that I even was one of very few people, and not many in my hometown, to even make it to the league. So it'll definitely mean a lot to me.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
We are back, and so are the Redskins, looking for their first win on Sunday in Miami. If you want to know the betting lines, what side you should be on, any of that stuff, check out the Daily Line. It's on every day on NBC Sports Washington. They are breaking down not just DC sports, but all over the country, the best angles, where the sharps are at, where the squares are at.
There's squares were good on Thursday.
There's our resident square. Yep. But Daily Line's a lot of fun. You got Michael Jenkins, Thank Tim you. Murray, and Sarah Perlman. Check them out. All right, boys. Over-unders and game predictions. Mitch, you haven't got to go first much. So what do you want to do first?
Let's do over-unders first.
Okay, let's do it. You can start. I am operating under the assumption that Case Keenum will be named starter on Friday afternoon.
The Dolphins.
I am very, very confident in that.
The Dolphins are giving up just under 300 yards passing per game. Case has had a couple big games. Has he gotten to 300 yet?
Yep, 380.
Against he's 380 averaging 300 the first two games.
So
how long ago does it seem when Case was
like
averaging 300 turnovers?
Then he had like 90 in New York and 100 something against the Bears.
Well, he got pulled against New York, but anyway.
So Dolphins are giving up just under 300. What do we set the number at? 275 and a half?
I'm going way under that, dog.
250?
250, is that a better number?
Dog?
Sure.
250 is closer. If I'm going first, I think I'm still going under 250. So
I'm going to go over. I think this is the one time I'm going to predict the Redskins blowout. It's 250 over for Case.
I'll go over. I think maybe this week he'll hit one of those big plays downfield that were open to him earlier in the season. So
under 250. Okay. I think he gets like 235, but they run the heck out of him.
Yeah, the Dolphins are giving up $175 on the ground. The Redskins
outrageous.
Outrageous that they're giving up both 300 passing and 175 on the ground.
Good one way, but they're not.
I mean, they're giving up 40 points a game. I want folks to understand that this Dolphins team, much like we talked about last week, the Pats, and if you watched Thursday night's game with the Pats and the Giants, that New England defense is incredible. I mean, they are the 85 Bears now. They're the 2000 Ravens. Whatever defense you want to say, the way they are
dominant
to the ball and forcing turnovers is dominant. The Dolphins are like the opposite. They are historically bad through four games, and they're coming off a bye. Let's not ignore that. That could matter.
Okay.
When I was first looking at the numbers, I had the raw numbers, and I was dividing it by five, thinking this is week six.
And
I was like,
way better.
I was like, they're giving up $140 on the ground and whatever, you know. And then Pete was like, they're coming off a bye, and I was like, oh my goodness, you're right.
Right.
We're doing this divided by four.
Can I ask a quick question? You know that. Like, there are stats out there where you don't have to do the dividing. You can just look at the average.
Pete normally looks them up. Pete had to give you his phone for this. So I looked it up 2 minutes before the show, and what I just Googled Dolphin stats, and I can do quick math, unlike
any of us.
Can you?
Am I wrong?
Five.
Am I wrong?
I don't know.
By comparison for the Redskins.
All right, so go ahead, Pete.
I was just thinking the way in, the Redskins are really bad. I think they're like a gas station hot dog. The Dolphins are like a hot dog you find on the ground. Like, they're a whole nother level of bad.
Do you find hot dogs on the ground?
I don't know, but if you did, it'd be the Dolphins.
Like your friend in Tampa when we were at the Hub.
Oh, my gosh.
They're that kind of hot dog.
That was the worst. Oh,
the best bar in Tampa.
Next Unfiltered podcast party, that can
this
be a topic.
This dude sat down next to me and started eating raw hot dogs and was just staring at my beer can until I left it so he could finish whatever was left in the bottom. And Mitch is like, don't you love this place?
And no, it wasn't me.
No, it was not. It was anyway.
We were playing Gallego for a quarter on the side.
We call that rock bottom in the business, by the way.
All right, let's get this back on track. $1.75 rushing for the Dolphins.
You're not setting it at $1.75.
No.
Because Peterson's highest is 37.
Right.
And we're doing Peterson this week.
And let's agree on that. We're doing AP.
Yeah.
Just
we're not
Adrian
doing the
Peterson.
Running backs. Because Steven Sims' 65-yard run last week skewed everything.
It was great.
Right.
Sure.
Is 99.5 way too high?
I think we should do like 80. Because it's to go from 37 to 99.
Kind of like 99.5.
All right. Screw
I think
it.
We're talking
it.
About 100 yards rushing.
Is AP getting 100 yards? Because that's what he wants.
That's
what Callahan wants.
That's what he did last year a couple times.
Scoop, why don't you start? 99.5.
I'll start as 99.5. I'm gonna go over. I say he gets 105 or something.
Oh,
like that.
I think he busts one.
Yeah, I think this is a big. I think he's gonna have 20 carries for $125.
I'm gonna say under. I think he'll have like 25 for 90. Like, they'll have the commitment, but I don't think it's good enough to break through yet.
And you love them to roll this weekend.
Yeah,
but he also
you go under on Case.
No,
and
I did
no,
over
it went
on
over
case.
On Case.
And also, once all you three did that, I was like, let's steal one here.
Spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, we got our fan submitted segments. We did this. Pete, explain how we did this.
So we usually do it on Twitter via JP Fidley MBCS on Twitter, but we were at Dudley's last night having fun on the Redskins Talk Pod Instagram. We decided to post the over-unders there. You should be following it. And we got some very good comments under a picture of us streaming. So that is how we got them this week.
And we do live Instagram lives every week on those, taking
well
questions,
said.
Which are pretty fun.
Yep. Those live Instagram lives.
I love them.
All right. So we have four submitted on Instagram, or four that we picked submitted from Instagram. You guys can pick. I have my leader in the clubhouse. From Dragonfire, he says, over under Skins quarterbacks to play in the game 1.5.
Okay.
I would go under for this week, but I don't think that's the official pick.
Yeah.
Anybody want that?
I think we did that.
Yeah, I think
we did that last week.
Yeah.
And
TMAD 1098, over under 28.5 combined points. If this goes the way Pete expects it to, that's going way over.
But it could be like 27-0, so that's a tough one.
Do you expect a shutout?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's
Pete is bullish.
Yeah,
wow.
Pete might bullish be more bullish
Pete.
Than me.
I just think the Redskins...
All right, well, just hold off, because we still got to do our predictions. Stephen McDonald, over under 0.5 Redskins wins after this game.
That's a great one.
That's a good one, but we'll get to that
I like
in
that one.
Our... we'll get to that in our predictions. So this is what we're going with. Who a dude, it's Wes. Whoa, dude, it's Wes.
There you go.
Okay.
He said,
who a dude is Wes.
Take for
who
a.
whoa, dude, it's Wes. Guarantees a Steven Sims touchdown, by the way.
Okay. Ooh.
He says, over under 5 Tressway punts. That's what we're going with.
Ooh.
Over. Five.
We are going to get moving here, so somebody make a decision.
I'm going under 5 punts.
Under 5 punts.
I'll go over 5 punts.
I think it's a push.
Yeah, it might be right. Are you going
might be
straight
at 5?
I'm calling my shot 5 punts.
I like it.
All right. Pete has won 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So you're up 2. I've won 1. Mitch has 0.
Correct. And yours is kind of dubious.
No, it's not.
It's entirely dubious.
Factual. It's in the books.
Yeah.
Quickly, gentlemen, game predictions. Pete, you're bullish. You start.
I think between the Redskins having a coaching change and needing a win, wanting a win, the Dolphins didn't change the coach. They are trying to basically lose. The Redskins are going to get up early. Dolphins will lie down. Redskins win by double digits. For what might be the high point of this season.
Okay.
How many points
point
are they going to give up?
The season remains halftime of the Eagles game.
It's going to be 28-14.
All right. 28-14 is pretty solid. That's where I was going.
Okay.
I think it's going to be 31-21. Redskins win. I think the late Dolphins garbage TD to make it look respectable.
I think it's a little tighter than you guys. I'm not quite as bullish as you guys. I think coming out of a bye with a new head coach and he gets to work across the board with this team will make some impact. But I do think the Skins win. I think they respond to the major changes made this week. And I think AP has a really good game. So I'm going to go 24-17.
I'm going to go a little bit tight first half. Has people nervous, a little bit worried. Skins break it open in the third quarter and win 34-17.
Who's betting on those second half adjustments?
Yeah. The vaunted.
The vaunted second half adjustments.
We want to thank all you guys for watching, listening to the podcast, checking out NBCSportsWashington.com, checking out the My Teams app. Wherever you are, we have content for you across all your platforms. Make sure you tune in Sunday morning. Redskins kickoff at noon. We'll be in Miami. Hopefully you'll be watching. Thanks very much. Pete owes you beers.
That's not the correct value for Trent.
I was talking
about no correct value.
That's fine, but it's not even close to what you can get from him.
Like, how do you replace a Van Gogh painting?
Right.
There's no correct value.
Yeah.
But the point
you
being
don't replace
that,
a Van Gogh painting. Good call.
Right.
But the point being that Donald Penn is
Spartan talk.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.